This is an interview with Chris Ellenbecker, who served in the U.S. Army during Operation Desert Shield, Operation Desert Storm, and Operation Iraqi Freedom. This interview is being conducted at Slinger High School on November 11th, 2009. The interviewer is Dylan Dobson. So you entered straight out of high school, and you went to training in Louisiana. What did you do when you were first out of training?
I came back. I attended two semesters of college. So finished up that and went to my advanced training at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, the following summer, June 88, as a crane operator, the engineers, and learned a lot there. Got some heavy equipment, but primarily cranes. And right from there, went to my reserve unit in Milwaukee.
So while you were in your reserve, you were in the reserve, which means you... Right. They had decided where you were.
No, I enlisted. I enlisted in reserves.
Okay, and
one week in a month, two weeks of summer.
So at that time, this was before the Persian Gulf War,
yes,
and everything,
yeah,
had started. And so, did you sort of know when you were hearing about, you know, Kuwait being invaded? Did you already sort of sense that there was a possibility that, like?
Oh, there was always a possibility. There was the conflicts in between, basic, and Desert Storm, too, where it was necessarily on alert, but the global situation at the time kind of...
The climate.
Expected it. You know, not expected even, but prepared for it, I should say. And, you know, we could get called up any time, be ready for it.
So. And how was that?
It's just part of the training.
So they sort of prepare you for that in training, or
right,
it's just something
that's,
you knew going in?
No, it's... Pretty much, that's a lot of the training, is to prepare you for these conflicts and what's coming up.
Okay, and so when did you find out that you were getting shipped out?
Oh, for Desert Shield? It was actually opening day at deer hunting.
Really?
1990. Yeah, I came back from hunting. I was back to college. My mother called and said that the unit called and said that I was activated and was transferred to a unit in Appleton, an ordnance outfit of all, but I didn't, ordnance meaning ammunition and stuff,
mm-hmm,
but I was a crane operator, and for cranes, loading ammo, I suppose, if that's it.
And so can you describe, like, the process from?
Well, we went to what they call the home station, your unit. We were there 3-4 days. We cleared everything out of the building, loaded the trucks, built shipping containers, lock, stock, and barrel came out of the drill, loaded up in the trucks, and a little bit of training. We did our records updates and personnel administration, took care of that stuff there. Went to Fort McCoy, took a convoy there with all the equipment from the drill hall, and began what would be almost 8 weeks at Fort McCoy. We had to prepare our equipment, which we camouflaged, tan, painted, did some training, refresher training, stuff, first aid courses, and weapons training, a little bit more physical fitness training, so,
mm-hmm,
and pretty much it for 8 weeks.
So that was your first assignment?
My first action, deployment, I should say.
Yeah. And that was in?
90.
Yeah. 1990?
November.
And where were you stationed exactly?
I was based out of a unit in Milwaukee, what they call cross-leveled, to a unit that needs the specialty. They can request other units if they have personnel to fill that, so I got hooked up with that. Not really thinking that I knew anybody there, but it turned out I knew quite a few people up there already.
Is that weird? Did you find that, like, strange? Because you hadn't gone through training with, well, had you?
Right, yeah, it was a different, right. These weren't the guys that I trained with all routinely and stuff. I ran into a few guys from basic and an old roommate, a gal from high school.
Really? It's just an odd group of people?
Not an odd group.
They
were a little odd. Right, it was different than what I trained, what I should say. Yeah, so it was a soldier, but the camaraderie didn't click right off the bat there, but it came.
Okay, and then in your later involvement, did you begin to see a difference when you started working in, because this is during the Persian Gulf,
right,
one.
Right, correct.
Okay, and so you were doing the crane operating all during this time, or?
No. I couldn't even venture a guess. I'd say maybe 40 hours in the 8th month deployment that I did, that I was actually on a crane. I part of the MOS, the military occupation specialty, as a crane operator is forklifts. Not that I had any training in forklifts, but it's part of that job. And I ran a 6,000-pound rough terrain forklift, loading ammunition. I did that for approximately 3 months, on and off load trucks with this ammunition. After hostilities ended in Kuwait, I went up for the cleanup on that. We sent 12, 15 personnel from the ammo unit in Saudi, we were based, to Kuwait for the cleanup. Did that for a month, came back, and then I had one of the best jobs I ever had with the Army. Was I went back to my engineers, running bulldozers and scrapers and dozers. We built roads around our ammunition area.
Was that challenging? Because you did that before when you were back in...
Right.
And then, so was it more challenging over there, seeing as, like, the terrain's different and everything?
It was a little tougher. Right, the material alone is different. Pushing dirt around compared to pushing sand around. Getting our compaction tests and stuff down. It took a little doing, but we got it figured out.
And then after the bulldozing, is that what you did the rest of 8 months or no?
Right, yep. I did that for approximately 4 months after that until we came home.
And so between that and your next deployment, how long would you say?
Well, that was, I got home August 91. Next deployment, I was alerted May of 04 for Iraqi Freedom.
So that was post 9/11.
Right.
And so you sort of saw that coming as well.
9/11.
Yeah. Okay. But you didn't necessarily know if you were getting, you specifically were getting sent out.
Right. Like I said, I could see the writing on the wall. Our battalion in Milwaukee was just blown apart, basically, with the cross levels. Mm-hmm. That units from around the country were pulling our guys to fill their spots and stuff. The way we looked at it, was just a matter of time before our number was picked to go to unit. Our unit, not necessarily was going to go, but we were going to be split up and moved around the country to units that needed us.